This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot to talk about, but I have got to start with this story. I am so sorry, but this is something that has definitely caught my eye and needs to be talked about. There's a police cat. You know how there's like police dogs and canine units and that kind of thing, right? Like K-9, K letter not, right? There's actually a police cat. And according to MLive.com, in Troy, Michigan, it's a little baby kitty cat. Oh, she's so cute. She is going to be paw trolling the streets of Troy. Paw trolling, like patrolling. See? The Troy Police Department's new kitty has just been given her name. The name? This is real news. This is not fake news. We got a little cat in Troy, Michigan that is going to be a police cat patrolling the streets. The department put the names up to a vote on Twitter between Paw Officer Katrina, Paw Officer Paula, Paw Officer Donut, and Paw Officer Badges. I would like that. Badges, I like that. And actually, that's the one that won. Huh. All right. So the department chose this new crime-fighting cat after putting out a Twitter challenge in March. They say, if we get 10,000 followers by April, we want a police cat. And they got it. So the Michigan Humane Society in Westland brought 5 baby kittens and 1 cat to the Troy Police Department a couple weeks ago after narrowing down the choices based on behavior. Now, the kitten, who was chosen along with 4 others, all weighed about 1 pound, but they had to wait until they were 2 pounds before they could leave the Humane Society. Ding! So Officer Badges is going to be sworn in by a judge on Friday, May 11th at the Troy Police Department. I have got to see this. Badges will be living with a cat lover who already has 2 adult cats at home. Oh, be careful with adult cats. Okay, because remember when I had Shaky Boo? When I brought another cat home, Shaky Boo was not going to have it. He was like, oh, hell no. Especially since little Snappy Tushy. He's a little snappy. I got a snack tushy, day. It's a little yummy, little cupcake tushy. There's Shaky Boo tushy. And then there's Snappy Tushy, a little Snappy Tushy. Snappy Tushy was very interesting because she was a kitten that a family had to, you know, the family had to, you know, donate all their kittens. She had too many cats from a stray. And Shake, being the male cat, the only male cat, the one that pees up the house, he has to eat first. So all the women cats know that Shake has to eat first. So Shake comes over, gets the food, and eats. And this had been a ritual for years until Snappy. Snappy jumps up, boots Shake's face out of the way with her tushy, and goes in for the eats. And he has to take a back seat to her. Then he looks at me like, when can I open up a can of wood butt? I'm like, no, you aren't going to open up a can of wood butt. No. She is the baby kitty. And here we are, the cat's going to be turning 2 any day now. And she still gets first eats, and he's, like, beside himself. So, anyway. So, you got to be careful. So, Officer Badges is going to be sworn in by a judge. And why is Officer Badge crime-fighting? Well, this police cat is actually supposed to be, quote, bringing attention to other cats and kittens in need of being rescued at shelters like the Michigan Humane Society. Officer Badges will also be used for community outreach purposes. Ultimately, Sergeant Lehman says that she hopes the cat will be able to do a lot of community appearances and interact with people. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, being a cat owner and a multiple cat owner, I am telling you right now that this cat is going to do the opposite of what you want. That's what cats do. Dogs will do what you want, okay? I mean, they'll put in their own little shtick, but overall, dogs will do what you want. Cats, oh, no, 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 no. You cannot have an agenda with cats. They have their own agenda, and they force you to change your agenda. Now, Sergeant Lehman also says that the cat will visit the Troy Police Department to hang out with the other officers. We will also interact on social media, posting tweets as the cat. Now, that, I think, is brilliant. Do you guys remember when that snake escaped from that zoo and, I guess, was like had a Twitter account? Somebody made a Twitter account. And so the Twitter account was like, whoa, man, that car almost missed me, you know, crossing the LIE or whatever. And so it was funny because the snake, you know, had its own Twitter account. I think that's brilliant when an animal has a Twitter account, but it's got to be good and it's got to be funny. Okay, we had to open with that. All right, so what are we talking about today? Well, remember I predicted that we are going to be getting rid of the term boy and girl eventually? That it will not be deemed politically correct anymore, and you are going to, in schools, etc., not have a boys' room, girls' room. They won't even use boy or girl as gender identification. Well, as a start to this movement, the Boy Scouts is going to change their name and drop boy out of Boy Scouts. And they're also going to start accepting girls in the year 2019. We'll talk about that. Scientists have found some really effective ways to treat knee osteoarthritis. Many of us suffer from bad knees, and we got the 5 best treatments for knee arthritis. Pretty damn cool. We have 11 students that got ill at prom at the Chicago Aquarium. Have you ever been to the Chicago Aquarium? It's gorgeous. It's right on the water. So we'll talk about what happened there. Then 270 women in England may have died. Why? Because of a computer error. Actually, more specifically, a computer algorithm error. 450,000 women failed to get a letter telling them to get another screening. We'll talk more about this, but that's some pretty scary stuff. Ecstasy is in the news. It may help people with post-traumatic stress disorder. We are seeing more and more studies on how we could use ecstasy. Now, this party drug, this MDMA, also, however, has its risks. So before some of you guys go into your children's, underwear drawer to grab the ecstasy that they have, you may need to hold off. All right, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day. Plus, tick and mosquito infections are skyrocketing. We'll tell you which ones and how to prevent that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so people are kind of torn on this one. On the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts have been in the news a lot. And as our country is changing and progressing, the Boy Scouts have been under fire for a lot of their older, traditional ways and values. I believe the Boy Scout movement began in 1908, was it? I think January 24th, 1908, according to History.com, the Boy Scout movement began in England with the publication of the first installment of Robert Baden Powell's Scouting for Boys. And I guess Baden Powell was a national hero in Britain back in the 1900s because of the South African War, I guess. He was his role in there. And he had an aids to scouting, a military field manual that he had written for British soldiers in 1899. It caught on with the younger audience, And boys wanted to learn how to track, you know, wanted to do a lot of that type of outdoor stuff. And so he decided to write a non-military field manual for adolescents that would emphasize the importance of morality and good deeds. So he tried it out on a group of boys July 25th, 1907. Now again, this is all in England. He took a group of 21 adolescents to Brownsea Island in Dorsetshire. Again, this is from history.com. He taught the boys, he set up camp for a fortnight. So I think a fortnight's 2 weeks. So with the aid of other instructors, he taught the boys how to camp, observe, deduct, woodcraft, boat, life save, patriotism, and chivalry. And they were done through a variety of games. And I guess his first Boy Scout meeting was such a huge success that Baden Powell set up a central Boy Scouts office, registered new scouts, designed a uniform, and by the end of 1908, there were 60,000 Boy Scouts. Then Boy Scout troops started springing up, right, in little British Commonwealth countries across the globe. And then, in September 1909, the first National Boy Scout meeting was held at the Crystal Palace in London. 10,000 scouts showed up, including a group of uniformed girls who called themselves Girl Scouts. In 1910, Baden Powell organized the Girl Guides as a separate organization. So Girl Scouts got their roots in 1910. Then the American version of the Boy Scouts kind of had its origins from there. Let me see here. I'm trying to see exactly what year that was. The Girl Scouts of America was founded in Savannah, Georgia in 1912. And the Boy Scouts of America, I believe, was 1910. So, then there was the Little Wolf Cubs, which, was caught on as the Cub Scouts. Those were for boys under the age of 11. That was by 1916. And then there was a Boy Scout Jamboree. So Baden Powell was eventually acclaimed Chief Scout. He later died in 1941. So very interesting history. I had no idea that the Girl Scouts, I was a Girl Scout and a Brownie. I was such a brown noser, so that's why I thought it was called a Brownie. So I didn't realize it had the roots that early on. But the Boy Scouts have been around now for about 108, you see, I would think over 108 years, if it really started that, but I see in America, I get it. So after a century, the Boy Scouts is going to drop the gender from its name. They're going to reemerge, according to Fox News, as Scouts BSA. It's going to be more quote-unquote inclusive, that'll welcome girls in its ranks. So, Boy Scouts of America, the parent organization of the Boy Scouts program, made the announcement today. The decision is to avoid the word boy because it's considered controversial. And Chief Scout Executive Mike Serbaugh said the new name came under a actually incredibly fun deliberation. We wanted to land on something that evokes the past, but also conveys the inclusive nature of the program going forward. We're trying to find the right way to say we're here for both young men and young women. So the name change is going to take effect next February 2019. Boy Scouts of America and Cub Scouts will keep their titles. Cub Scouts is now for 7 to 10 years old. Cub Scouts are already many girls. And the 11 to 17-year-olds who joined Scouts of BSA will start likely referring to themselves as Scouts without a gender modifier. But the program will still have separate units for boys and girls, so that should alleviate concerns that girls joining the new program may be at a disadvantage for seeking leadership roles. And the Girl Scouts of the organization was blindsided by the move and are planning on an aggressive campaign to ramp up recruitment numbers. According to Sylvia Acevedo, Girl Scouts is the premier leadership development organization for girls. We are and will remain the first choice for girls and parents who want to provide the girls opportunities to build new skills. Now, this is very important. Okay, when I finish reading this, this is key to what's going on here. Rather than the Girl Scouts being happy about this move of inclusion, they like the independent delineation of Girl Scouts. This is why progress in terms of women's rights is always hitting obstacles. Because for some, the argument is, let's get rid of the whole gender barrier. Men, women, we all work together, we whatever. But then Some say, well, no. We need to isolate ourselves as women and empower us women, and we need to stand out. Well, you can't have it both ways. Which is progress? Girls joining the Cub Scouts among the boys, or girls having a Girl Scout group that advances their agenda? I'm not for either. I haven't made a decision on, I mean, I was a Girl Scout and I was a Brownie. I mean, here's my take on it. I did not like Girl Scouts at all because we were doing homemaking stuff. We were doing macaroni pictures. We learned how to weave. We learned how to cook our badges, where I wanted to do what the guys were doing. I wanted to play in the mud. I wanted to camp. I wanted to learn how to tie a knot. I wanted to start a fire. So in the 70s and 80s, I asked my mom to take me out. I didn't want to hang out with a bunch of girls. I wanted to hang out with the guys. So for me, something like this would be, oh, hell yeah, now I get to do what the guys do. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, okay, and it looks like they are going to keep the boys and girls separated. Boys sometimes need to be around other boys. And girls sometimes need to be around other girls when they're going through the changes. You know? Sometimes there has to be that little bit of tribalism going on as boys are starting to go through, all the different changes and feelings that they're having. The tribalism, unfortunately, excludes those who are transgender. And that's why, as a society, we're progressing to not have that. But if we, for sake of argument, not consider transgender in this discussion right now, when boys are freaking out about masturbating, and they're freaking out that they're doing something wrong, and they feel guilty, or whatever, and they're among a bunch of boys, and the boys joke about it, and they're like, oh, all right, so that is normal. Or girls freaking out that they're bleeding, or their breasts hurt, or whatever, and they're around other girls. It helps sometimes to have that privacy and to be around just the girls or be around just the guys. They need that when they grow up. I think that's important. Saying we're all the same sometimes just doesn't cut it. You know, it's interesting. You'll see in a lot of these TV shows, Star had that, where this concept, where an African-American boy grew up in a white household. And was treated just like everybody else. We're all the same color, color doesn't mean anything. Race doesn't mean anything, which is how we as society want to progress. But in these shows, the African-American boy that's adopted wants to go back to their roots. I think This Is Us had something very similar to that, where the family adopted a black child. But the black child needed to be around other people of his race. So the more we progress, the more we sometimes could be doing us a disservice, not allowing people to, be among people they are alike. Now, when it comes to the concept of transgender, or somebody who may not identify as a boy or girl, then we may have to make allowances for that. Where, all right, well, then they could be with who they want to be with. They could, or we need to have more transgender social groups. I'm not sure what the answer is for that. But on one end, yeah, girls doing homemaking stuff was so antiquated back then in the 70s and 80s that I like the idea of girls learning how to camp and all that. But sometimes boys want to be around boys and girls want to be around girls. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, tick and mosquito-related infections, we are being told, are skyrocketing. According to the CDC, they have tripled over the last 13 years. Fleas, ticks, mosquitoes. Zika gets a lot of credit for this. But let me read what they wrote. Illnesses from mosquito, tick, and flea bites have tripled in the U.S. with more than 640,000 cases reported during the 13 years from 2004 and 2016. 9 new germs spread by mosquitoes and ticks were discovered or introduced into the United States during this time. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, are we talking about like malaria? All this weird stuff that could... Could be. We do not have the names of all 9 new germs. Chikungunya was one of them, and we've talked about that, and we've kind of made fun of how that pronounced. And Zika. were new to America. And remember, that was big during the Rio Olympics and Zika. And so we got Zika, you know, within our borders. We haven't heard a lot of news on Zika lately. All right. There's been so much else going on. And with the midterms, there's probably going to be a lot more going on. But we are coming into the late spring, then summer, and mosquito season is going to be upon us. There were seven other new diseases that have been around in other countries, but not previously identified in the U.S. We don't have the names of those. It's not on the CDC website or their vital signs report. Once I get them, I'll list them. It's on my website so far what we have. There's also been more outbreaks of West Nile virus and an increase in the number of Lyme disease cases. So CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield states Zika, West Nile, Lyme, and chikungunya is a growing list of diseases caused by the bite of an infected mosquito, tick, or flea that have confronted the U.S. in recent years, make a lot of people sick, and we don't know what will threaten Americans next. He continues by saying our nation's first lines of defense are state and local health departments and vector control organizations, and we must continue to enhance our investment in the ability to fight against these diseases. Now, in the same report, we're being told that the majority of us do not have proper vector control organizations. They say here, according to the Vital Signs Report, 80% of vector control organizations lack critical prevention and control capacities. So we are being told that we are not ready. Again, I have this on my website for you guys to check out and read. And it shows the growth of the vectored diseases based on mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. Vector, meaning you don't get the disease directly by touching a sick person like Ebola. You're getting it from a vector by something else transmitting the disease to you. And I'll talk about how you get it. Obviously, the biggest jump was from 2015 to 2016. And that was, of course, when Zika made landfall. 27,388 cases were clocked in 2004. This tripled to 96,000 cases in 2016. But what we need to remember is many people do not feel sick. Or if they do feel sick, they didn't think it was Zika or some of these other diseases. And so that number is a very underreported number. I mean, I was in Florida. I got bit by multiple mosquitoes. Did I get Zika? No, I don't know. I never got tested. I always feel crappy after I get bit by a mosquito. So, who knows if I'm included in this case. So how do they spread disease? Well, let's look at little ticks. And ticks, you got to be really careful, especially these deer ticks and Lyme disease. Lyme disease is on the rise. And Lyme disease, if you don't treat that immediately, you can unfortunately have long-term sequelae of Lyme disease, arthritis, heart disease, etc. So Lyme disease, what ticks do is they find a feeding spot on your skin. They then puncture it to get some fluid and blood. Then they insert their little feeding tube. It's really cute. They got a little feeding tube. During the process, they then release the cement-like substance to hold the feeding tube in place because they want to eat without being bothered. You know how you sit on the couch, and you kind of surround yourself with some pillows and you kind of get all cuddly and comfy? Yep. All right. You don't want to move. You want to make sure that when you eat, you have nothing disturbing your feet, right? Then it also secretes a saliva. Now, the saliva has a little anesthetic to it. And the reason why they do that is they don't want the host, because remember, it has to be a live host that has blood. They don't want the host to feel them and chew them away or hit them or flick them off. So if you notice, you guys never really feel the tick or the mosquito on you. But then you come home and you're like, whoa, I got bit? When did I get bit? Because the saliva had a little anesthesia. If a tick, and the mosquito does roughly the same thing, injects its saliva into you, and it is carrying disease, it is blowing disease into you. So the suck-blow method, where they suck up the pathogen, go to another host, and blow it back through their saliva, makes you infected. So, if you are getting fed on by a tick or a mosquito that jumped on somebody who was infected with something, you could get it. Now, fleas transmit the plague. We've had a couple cases of plague, I believe, but nothing as big as what we've seen with tick-borne diseases and mosquitoes. They say the most common tick-borne disease in the U.S. cited by the CDC in 2016 were Lyme disease and ehrlichiosis and anaplasmosis, which we'll talk about another time. The most common mosquito-transmitted diseases were Zika, dengue, and West Nile. So, fleas can also transmit typhus, not typhoid. Don't mix it up with typhoid. But typhoid is from a different bacteria. You get from contaminated water and stuff. Typhus is transmitted by fleas. So they say climate change, you know, the warmer weather, the more wet could bring more mosquitoes, international travelers, commerce, and mutation, you know, could cause a disease that's non-endemic in the U.S. to become more worsening or newer on our soil. You know, many people are still baffled by how Zika, which has been around for decades, I think the 40s, how Zika all of a sudden became an epidemic in 2016. The 80s Egypti mosquito, that's been around for a while, and that was the main transmitter, usually the female, transmits the disease. So why 2016 if it's been around since, I believe, the 40s? Well, because something happened. It was just the right place at the right time. Now, there's been talk that there was a lot of genetic engineering going on with mosquitoes to try to stop them from spreading malaria. And that playing and tinkering around with nature might have been just the right incentive to cause this, to allow Zika to just, you know, spread. Well, we don't know, though. It's just rumors. So, antibiotics could treat Lyme disease. In fact, when you get a tick bite, we usually, you know, pre-treat you with a doxycycline, but mosquito-related illnesses are usually viral. So you got to avoid bites and ticks. How? Well, you got to avoid tick and mosquito or flea-infested areas. Wear long, breathable shirts to protect arms during the summertime. Tuck your pants into your socks because mosquitoes will find wherever the skin is because they want to eat. Wear light-colored clothing. Remember, mosquitoes and ticks, they don't want to stand out. They want to blend in. So they're not going to want to be by your light-colored clothing. When you come indoors, you got to examine the skin for ticks, remove them, and you have to use an insect repellent like DEET. You can also spray your clothes as well with the permethrin and then use the insect repellent. So how do you remove a tick? Well, some of you guys like to light a match to the butt of the tick and see it jump. We do not recommend that, especially with kids. You have to use tweezers. You grasp the tick as close to the skin surface as possible. All right? You got to get the head and the mouth. Be very careful breaking off the body. So you got to make sure you get the head and the mouth, and you have to remove the whole thing upward and steady. Do not twist or jerk because you'll leave the mouth feeding tube in there. Then you got to clean the bite area with your hands, rubbing alcohol, water, that kind of thing. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So CNN is reporting that as many as 270 women in England may have died because they were not called for a final breast cancer screening. The British government disclosed this today. UK Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt announced an independent inquiry into the failings attributed to a computer algorithm error. They say an estimated 450,000 women failed to get a letter inviting them to their final screening. Are you kidding me? If this is true, so much is wrong. So much is going wrong with this. And that's why you guys have got to be on top of your own medical stuff. And another reason why we really shouldn't just trust everything to the government. That's for a different discussion for a different day. In the UK, women between the ages of 50 and 70 are automatically invited for breast cancer screenings every 3 years, as the likelihood of developing breast cancer increases with age. Did you catch that? 3 years. You get a mammogram every 3 years in socialized medicine, whereas we used to mammogram us every year here. Oh, I don't like mammograms, Dr. Dahl. I'd rather go every 3 years. I don't. What if it's a fast-growing cancer? I don't think I would like to wait all 3 years. In a statement to Parliament on Wednesday, Hunt said that an analysis by Public Health England found that women in England between the ages of 16 and 71 were not invited. The older women were not invited to their final breast cancer screening between the years 2009 and early 2018. They say at this stage it's unclear whether any delay in diagnosis will have resulted in any unavoidable harm or death. Early indications suggested that between 135 and 270 women had their lives shortened as a result of the error. Tragically, there are likely to be some people in this group who would have been alive today if the failure had not happened. Health officials will contact the next of kin of women who are thought to have missed a scan and subsequently died of breast cancer. They will apologize and, after process, establish whether the error led to an earlier death and if compensation might be payable. They say, we recognize this will be incredibly distressing for some families. For this to come out, that's big, because this could open them up to major lawsuits. So, these screening invitations. They say an independent review will be chaired by Linda Thomas, chief executive of the Macmillan Cancer Support, and Martin Gore, professor of cancer medicine at the Institute of Cancer Research and a consultant medical oncologist at the Royal Marsden Hospital. And a report is expected in 6 months, but measures have already been put in place to prevent further errors and to reassure those already affected. This algorithm failure has been identified and fixed, they said. They said 309,000 women are estimated still to be alive, and they will receive invitations for their screenings. All women under 75 will automatically receive invitations to catch up screenings, and women 72 or older will be given access to a helpline to get clinical advice on whether a screening is appropriate for them. What do you guys think about that? If you're over 72, you call a helpline, a government-run helpline. And again, I'm not saying America is going to get this exact same healthcare system, but I'm very suspicious and wary that the next left-leaning socialist type of president is going to want to have a system very similar to England. And they are going to say, all right, that's good. All 70 and older, call a helpline, a government-run helpline, and we will advise you to get the scan or not. Now, are these helplines staffed by DOs, MDs, DCs, PAs, nurse practitioners, healthcare providers that are very well versed in breast cancer risk? Well, no. Helplines are usually staffed by, what medical training do they have? If a 72-year-old has a dimpling on the lower part of their breast and their neck can't bend to see it, and they are using a helpline to call and ask if they need a mammogram, and the person's like, well, no, according to your age group, and since you don't have breast cancer in the family, since you're adopted, I would say you are at minimal risk. No, you do not need a mammogram. You got to go into the doctor or the medical provider and be seen. They say for older women, there is a significant risk that screening will pick up non-threatening cancers that may lead to unnecessary harmful tests and treatments. However, this is an individual choice. All women affected will receive letters by the end of the month. So, the NHS England is going to expand their capacity. Okay, they're going to try to screen everybody within the next 6 months. But this shows how overwhelmed systems are and what happens when you're overwhelmed. What if this was a money issue. They say the women that did not get their letter were the older women, 68 to 71. Was this maybe a pilot study? Well, they're kind of getting close to the cutoff anyway. Why are we sending them another letter? Let's save money. Now, I don't want to accuse anybody of that, but this is just too strange a cluster. This is just too strange. And I'm nervous about that. All right? If America goes socialized, everybody says, yeah, but we're not going to be like England because we're rich. We have more money. No, we don't. We have the same, if not less, people putting money into the system paying taxes. Half of our country does not pay income tax. There is no way we are going to financially support all the screening tests and all the tests and the medical stuff that we want to do. And yes, our mammograms are going to start going every 3 years. And if a doctor orders it for you because he likes you, he could be in trouble and he's got some splaining to do. So I'm kind of nervous about that. Knee arthritis. All right, well, while we do have health insurance, what can we do for knee arthritis? Well, apparently, a group of scientists have come up with the 5 most effective non-surgical treatments for knee osteoarthritis. Okay? No surprise here. Cortisone injections provide the most effective short-term relief. Then came ibuprofen. Then platelet-rich plasma injections. Then the NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like naproxen, and celecoxib. So, those were the 5. The 2 medicines, and then the platelet-rich plasma, ibuprofen, and then cortisone injection. So ibuprofen beat naproxen. Now, some of you guys are like, well, what about the Synvisc? What about the hyaluronic acid injections? Unfortunately, they were relatively ineffective at relieving pain or boosting knee function. 12 out of the 53 studies finding such therapies no better than placebo. Now, again, since we are concerned about cost and studies skewed, are you telling me that 41 studies found that the therapies were better than placebo? If 12 of the 53 studies found they were no better, then it looks like the majority of the studies might have. So don't throw the Synvisc idea away. The only thing is I haven't heard anybody love their Synvisc. I've heard people say, yeah, we're temporarily. And if it's expensive, maybe that isn't the best choice. Maybe a steroid injection is a better choice. The problem is, if, you know, for some of us, we can't take steroids. If you're diabetic, you're not really supposed to get steroid shots. If you have high blood pressure, if you have liver disease, kidney disease, you're also not supposed to be taking naproxen and ibuprofen, etc. They say naproxen causes less heart attacks and strokes than other medicines of the class, but we suffer from knee arthritis, a lot of us do. We wear and tear our knees, and now that we're living longer, you know, osteoarthritis is the wear and tear arthritis. Now that we're living longer, we are outliving our joints. Some of us are going to be due for a knee replacement. When you lose all the cartilage, right, you have bone on bone, and we can't replace that cartilage, we're going to have to replace the joint. All right, we'll keep you posted on this. Don't go away, 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.